The blue fire, as they call it, is not terribly large in wildfire terms, only about 350 acres at last report Sunday. But it's forced a lot of attention from National Forest and Idaho firefighters. Nearly 300 personnel are there, along with three helicopters and other water tenders. In addition to the wind, temperature, and humidity problems, firefighters have to keep their heads swiveling constantly, looking down now as they cut away tinder-dry kindling, and then up the next minute to be sure that a big dead snag is not about to topple over on them. The area in the Nez Perce Clearwater National Forest is filled with more than its share of beetle-killed subalpine fir and lodgepole pines. That makes firefighters extremely cautious as they cut fire lines in the path of the flames. The blue fire was touched off by lightning more than 2 weeks ago, but it wasn't discovered until smoke jumpers en route to another blaze saw it on June 27th. It's only about 4 miles at last report from the tiny mountain hamlet of Dixie, and it's threatening dozens of homes and about 100 outbuildings. I'm Tom Bacon.